This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تحزن عليهم ولا تكن في ضيق مما يمكرون. صدق الله العظيم. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in verse 70 of chapter 27 out of the 93 verses, ولا تحزن عليهم. If they ignore your message, they fail to respond, to heed, to oblige, to comply, they are arrogant, obstinate, disobedient. ولا تحزن عليهم. Do not grieve over them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا تَكُنْ فِي ضَيْقٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ. And do not be distressed about that which they plot. إِنَّمَا النَّجْوَى مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ لِيَحْزُنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَيْسَ بِضَارِّهِمْ شَيْئًا إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Yes, people do plot, and at times their plots do materialize. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us that it can only harm you if Allah allows it to harm you, if Allah allows it to harm you. And we must make a distinction that there is between allowance and approval. So there are things in this world that Allah allows, Allah doesn't approve. Injustice, Allah never approves, but Allah allows it to happen. It's a world of test and trial. It's a world of, each person doing, كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ, each person doing as he perceives. كَذَلِكَ زَيَّنَّا لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ عَمَلَهُمْ. So the disbelievers were always in plotting against the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him comfort. وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from them. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's care, concern, love for the guidance of mankind would bring him to a point that it would hurt him, it would consume him. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا تَكُنْ فِي ضَيْقٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ وَلَا تَكُنْ فِي ضَيْقٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ. Likewise, in another verse of the Quran, in fact, the concluding verses of Juz 14, chapter 16, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاصْبِرْ وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا تَكُ فِي ضَيْقٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ. وَاصْبِرَ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Persevere, endure. And your sabr and your strength and the courage can only come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَكُنْ فِي ضَيْقٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ. Do not be depressed or distressed about what they plot. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Allah's help and assistance is guaranteed for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do virtuous actions. وَلَقَدْ سَبَقَتْ كَلِمَتُنَا لِعِبَادِنَا الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِنَّهُمْ لَهُمُ الْمَنْصُورُونَ وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. Surely our decree has been passed that our servants, our messengers will be aided, will be assisted. Now look at the arrogance, verse 71. Look at the arrogance of these disbelievers. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. So if you are true, not accepting that punishment will come and it's inevitable, and these are the warnings on the tongue of a prophet, hypothetically, if perchance, if supposedly, as you allege and claim, it happens to be that you are speaking the truth, so what's the time frame of the arrival of this punishment? Not only that person who is fearless of the punishment, who is careless, who is heedless, who is oblivious, who is arrogant, will talk such things. قُلْ كُونُوا حِجَارَةً أَوْ حَدِيدًا أَوْ خَلْقًا مِمَّا يَكْبُرُ فِي صُدُورِكُمْ فَسَيَقُولُونَ مَنْ يُعِيدُنَا. So then they say, okay, so who's going to recreate us? Who's going to revive us? Who's going to resurrect us? قُلِ الَّذِي فَطَرَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً. Say unto them, the being that created you the first time. فَسَيُنْغِذُونَ إِلَيْكَ رُؤُوسَهُمْ يُحَرِّكُونَ رُؤُوسَهُمْ إِسْتِهْزَاءً. When you tell them Allah, then they will nod their heads mockingly. Oh, okay, all right. Like, okay, listen to him now. Okay, that's something new now. Hey, folks, you guys heard this here. يُحَرِّكُونَ رُؤُوسَهُمْ إِسْتِهْزَاءً فَسَيُنْغِذُونَ إِلَيْكَ رُؤُوسَهُمْ. Then they will nod, they will shake their heads, mocking, scoffing, laughing. مَتَاهُ. Okay, so when is this going to happen? قُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ قَرِيبًا. Say unto them, it's going to happen soon. Yes. كُلُّ مَا هُوَ آتٍ قَرِيبٌ. Everything that is coming is close. And then when it happens, and you see you'll be resurrected, and you'll see everything before you, then what does the Quran say? وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذْ فَزِعُوا فَلَا فَوْتَ وَأُخِذُوا مِن مَكَانٍ قَرِيبٍ وَقَالُوا آمَنَّا بِهِ. On the day of Qiyamah, when they will see the reality, they all will scream out, آمَنَّا بِهِ. We all bring iman on Allah. أَنَّا لَهُمُ التَّنَاوُشُ مِن مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ. How is it possible for you to reach out from a remote place? In Akhirah is a place of jaza. It's a place of compensation and retribution and not a place of action. So you can't exit the examination room and say, oh, I had a reflection. You know what? I would just like to add on to my notes or to my paper that I had submitted. أَنَّا لَهُمُ التَّنَاوُشُ مِن مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ. You're trying to reach out from a remote place. Too late. Too late. And on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will summon you, يَوْمَ يَدْعُوكُمْ فَتَسْتَجِيبُونَ بِحَمْدِ. Then you will respond praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before you came in this world, everyone praised Allah. When we return to Allah, everyone will praise Allah. It's this temporary phase in this world where Allah has tested us. Because here there are things around you. So you assume, you imagine, you visualize, you witness, you observe. So He can do, He achieves, He's got power, He's got clout. Well, this is the time, this is the test. And those who praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and live a life according to that will be the ultimate successful individuals. Verse 71, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. I tied it up with verses of Surah Bani Israel in which they would mock and they would scoff and they would ask this question here. And the undertone of this question was, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. In Khandaq, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was digging the trenches, and the moment was intense, and Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, who proposed the idea, he had to contend with a challenge. And again, the scholars have written so much about it. So it was Salman radiallahu anhu who brought the idea that let's dig trenches and through that we can fortify ourselves. And subhanAllah, everybody started digging the trenches and it was arduous, it was laborious, it was intense. And Sayyidina Salman radiallahu anhu, when he was digging, he came across a boulder and he couldn't break through this boulder. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us, that sometimes we can initiate an idea, but yet we ourselves have to face a certain challenge in that regard. Only Allah can grant ease and afiyah. And so Salman radiallahu anhu then asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with his axe and then he struck it and gave it a blow and he recited the verse according to the narration of Al-Bidayah wa Al-Nihayah. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ. And then of course that entire boulder fragmented into bits and pieces. And as it broke in, Salman radiallahu anhu asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what was that? And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I seen that the palaces of Sham and Syria and the lands of Iraq and elsewhere have been conquered and have been given to me. And of course, Sahaba had absolute conviction. At that time, there were stones tied to the belly. There was no food. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was invited by Jabir radiallahu anhu and a handful of people. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam extended the entire dawah and invitation. He said, Ya ahla khandak halummu ila ghada ijabir. Ya ahla khandak halummu ila ghada ijabir. Oh, the people of Khandak, come. Jabir has prepared meals for us. And Jabir radiallahu anhu just had basic amount, a small lamb that was slaughtered for him, for the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and few people. But of course, Allah then blessed the food and the entire group of Khandak had consumed the food. But at a time where there's a belly tied, there isn't adequate meals in front of you. And the Nabi of Allah is prophesizing the coming of a time where the palaces will fall at the hands of the Muslims and they will rule and they will be victorious. And of course, for the munafiqeen, that became too much. Because faith is about submission. Yes, faith is about submission. So it's not blind following. Here you have a Nabi whose entire life is before you. You've seen the nobility, the conduct, the character, the impeccable, the flawless behavior of this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know he's guided and inspired by Allah. And he's prophesying a time. Sahaba obliged, complied. They didn't challenge, they didn't oppose. They were who were they were. You know, إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَنْ يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. They obliged. For the munafiqeen, no. They couldn't digest this. وَيَسْتَأْذِنُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمُ النَّبِيَّ يَقُولُونَ إِنَّ بُيُوتَنَا عَوْرَةٌ وَمَا هِيَ بِعَوْرَةٍ إِنْ يُرِيدُونَ إِلَّا فِرَارًا. The munafiqeen said, no. Give us chance. We need to leave from here. Our homes are under threat. Safety is compromised. It had nothing to do with the safety or the threat of their homes. They wanted to flee. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them and responds, verse 72, chapter 27, قُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ رَدِفَ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي قُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ قُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ رَدِفَ لَكُمْ بَعْضُ الَّذِي تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. Say unto them, it's possible, perhaps, who knows, a portion of that which you seek in so quickly is just behind you. You are asking, oh, you know what? When's this azab coming? Oh, I'm waiting to see when Malakul Maut comes. Oops, just then, you seen someone died in a minute, realizing the angel of death was there. You know, sometimes you're so confident. I remember once we were traveling, and a person in the car said, you know, for 40 years I'm driving, I've never met up in an accident. Before he said the word accident, we were on the verge of an accident. And there was just silence in the car. So like, oh, you know, me, I'm driving for the last 40 years. Yeah, you know what, thank goodness, there's never been one single... And before he said the word accident, it was just like literally the cars grazed each other. So قُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ رَدِفَ لَكُمْ. Say, قُلْ say عَسَىٰ. It's close. رَدِفَ, رَدِفَ like رَدِيف means someone who's sitting behind you on a conveyance. Behind you, it's just tagging, it's tailing you. You're talking about it, oops, look back and there it is. Some of that azab which you're provoking, inciting, requesting arrogantly might just be on your heels, might just be on your tail, might just be behind you. And yes, Badr came shortly thereafter, where they didn't anticipate anything. They came out in pride and arrogance. You know, victory is confirmed. It's just a matter of how long we're going to celebrate. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِن دِيَارِهِمْ بَطَرًا وَرِئَاءَ النَّاسِ. Proud, arrogant, pomp and glory. So sometimes, you know, when you talk, you think it's far. I'm too young to die now. I'm too healthy to die now. I'm too famous to die now. لَا يَتْرُكُ الْمَوْتُ ذَا جَاهٍ لِعِزَّتِهِ وَلَلَّذِي مِنْهُ الْعِلْمُ يُقْتَبَسُ. When the time is up, the angel doesn't give consideration or recognition to your prominence to say, well, listen, he's just been sworn into office. Let him finish his term and then he can die. No. Say unto them, verse 72, that a part of that which you ask in, you know, and insisting so quickly, تستعجلون, might be very close up to you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 73, وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bountiful, graceful, merciful, towards people, but the majority of them are ungrateful. Meaning, the ta'khir of azab, the delay in punishment, despite you provoking it and you being deserving of that punishment, is because of the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not because you don't deserve it. So you say, no, well, nothing is happening. That means I'm fine. I don't deserve any punishment and nothing is happening. No, that is the grace and the clemency of Allah. Don't assume this to be your innocence. Don't assume this to be license for impunity. To say, no, well, you know what? It's fine. I can act with impunity. Nobody's going to hold me accountable. No, no. Allah will take you to task. It's just that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a chance, a system of grace. Okay, let me then just share this verse and it comes to the mind. Chapter 4, chapter 3, Surah Ali Imran. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا. Let not the disbelievers, let not the sinners feel the grace, the clemency, the respite, the allowance given to them is good for them. No, I said what I said. I'm still hale and healthy. I'm still famous and prominent. Nothing is changing in my life. إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا. The resources are at their disposal, and due to their distorted nature, they are abusing it to go deeper into sin. The punishment will be intensified for them. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. But the majority of people don't realize it. وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَى ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ. If Allah were to take people to account because of their wrong, there wouldn't be a living creature here. لو أن الله عذب أهل سماواته وأهل أرضه لعذبهم وهو غير ظالم. If Allah had to take you instantly and absolutely and completely to account for everything, for all the wrong that you've done. You know, a boss tells his employee, I'm watching you. You know, if I really need to take note of your behavior and your working pattern, you would have been long fired. You would have been long laid off. You would have been long dismissed. But yeah, well, I'm just overlooking. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is overlooking, and Allah is giving us grace. And the answer to that grace is that effect the change in your life. Effect the change. Don't you observe, the Quran says, around you what is happening? وَلَا يَزَالُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا تُصِيبُهُمْ بِمَا صَنَعُوا قَارِعَةٌ أَوْ تَحُلُّ قَرِيبًا مِّنْ دَارِهِمْ. Either in your precincts or in your neighborhood, someone has been struck. Is this not a deterrent? Is this not an eye-opener? وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُكِنُّ صُدُورُهُمْ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. Verse 74, Allah says, Allah knows مَا تُكِنُّ صُدُورُهُمْ, that which the hearts conceal, وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ, and that which is revealed. Sometimes, human nature, someone offended you, and then you chose to give it time and grace. Time moved on, you forgot about it, and that's it. Now, afterwards, you have a recollection or a thought, but you don't know where the person is, you don't know how to meet out or reach out or whatever it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware. His knowledge is perfect. His knowledge is flawless. However, He gives us grace and He gives us respite out of His kindness and His goodness. And I'll leave you on this note. Sometimes people will say, no, you know what? It's the first time I did it, when they caught. And honestly speaking, that's a lie. The system of the grace of Allah Ta'ala is such, nobody is caught on the first time. There might be an exception, that's a separate thing. But by and large, commonly speaking, given the system and the pattern of Allah Ta'ala, nobody gets exposed on the first time. By the time the whistle was blown, or you were unmasked or unveiled, or you know what, it surfaced or the reality dawned, the problem had persisted for a long time. But unfortunately, you and I did not use the time that the grace Allah gave us correctly, but we persisted on our wrong. And amongst those things that the scholars have written that is worse than the crime is al-israr. Israr means where you persist on the crime. We leave it on that note. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُكِنُّ صُدُورُهُمْ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you conceal. Allah knows what you reveal. So don't wait for it to be exposed. Don't wait for the whistle to be blown. Don't wait for the wrong to be unveiled. Allah has kept it a secret. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah save us from embarrassment in this world and akhirah. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.